un semen, shin yud zayin, with the end of Sif Aleph in the Gemara. The Gemara had said a chiddush. Just again, let's just refresh our memory. The Shita Sarambam is that if a person makes a kesher shalomim, professional kesher, so even though he has an intent to open it up the same day, that's also midarabanan. If he doesn't have an intent to open it up the same day, he has an intent it should remain. So then it's a kesher d'oraisa. So the Gemara said that since we are unclear in what makes it a kesher shalomin, professional kesher, so we have to be machmer, and if we have a kesher al gabi kesher, one knot over the second knot, and it is tight, it will last long. So this has the qualifications of a kesher shalomin. And therefore, we have to be chayish for the Shikas HaRambam. So the halacha will be that even though he has an intent to open it up the same day, it's also midarabanan. If he has an intent not to open it up, so after according to the Rambam, will be also minatayra. So now, next to the last line, in Sif Aleph, the Gemara says another chiddush. V'hoda be'inon shnei k'shorim zeh al zeh. That's what we said, that in order it should be considered a professional kesher, a kesher shalomen, we need two knots. They should be tightly close together. Haynu shekesher shnei dvorim biyachad. When he is tying together two things, so memele, in order to ensure that these two things will remain mekusha, they will remain tied, you need a kesha al gabi kesha that was tightly made. Aval im also kesha b'roish echod shel chut. What if I have a chut, a thread, and I make one knot on the end of this thread, one knot, a meshiche, or a strip of leather, dinoi kishnei k'shorim. So then, one tight kesher is equivalent to two k'shorim. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah in Kotan Tezmor. Dinoi kishnei k'shorim. The oz mishadek shapir. That means by one chut, and I make one knot on the end of one chut, I'm not tying together two chutim. If you tie together two chutim, you make one knot, it will open up. But if I want to make a knot at the end of a chut, so that knot will remain. The oz mishadik shapir, for mikri kesher shalomen, and this is considered a kesher shalomen, which is a pachad neire. So one kesher is already, if it's lizman, it's a rabbonon, and if it's loylam, it's a deraisa. So when this in Kerelis brings down from a chayodom, let's speak about two cases. A person has a hood, and at the end of the hood, he's going to make a knot. One knot he's going to make, and he tightens it. So that's what the Gemara is speaking about. That this is considered a kesher shel omen, and whatever will be his halacha. But if a person will take two chutim together, or takes the two roshim of the two chutim together, and he'll make the same knot, so this knot will remain. Since he's holding them together, he's holding the two roshim together, and he will make a knot over here, this will be a permanent knot. So that's also considered a kesher shaloman. So if I take one thing, it could be here, the two chutim can be equivalent to one chut, and I make a knot, it will be considered a kesher shaloman. Let's speak about another case. We'll take a handkerchief, and at the end of the handkerchief we'll make a knot, so even though you have, so that's a kesher. So this knot will hold. So this is called a kesher shaloma. So now he says, let us speak about another case. I have a plastic bag, and I'm going to go and take the bag together, twist the bag together, and then make a knot. And one knot. Same thing, which is a pachad neira. This is the same thing. This is also a kesher shaloman. So now let's go one step further, and then it's really a pachad. I have, let's say, a garbage bag, a big garbage bag. It doesn't have straps. It's a big garbage bag. Absolutely not a big garbage bag. Twisted it together. I made a knot. Now, there's a very interesting machloikis. What is the taich a kesher shel kayoma? Does a kesher shel kayoma mean that I want it to last forever? I have a need and intent it should last forever. Or I have no intent to open it up. That means I'm making a kesher, and I'm not going to open it up. I have no reason to open it up. Not that I have kavana that it should be, but l'maisa, it's going to be shel kayyama. So there are many poskim that hold that's called shel kayyama. Not kayyama means I'm making the kesher lizman. I don't want to open it. I don't want the kesher to be the whole time. That's called a kesher lizman. But I want to open it up. But if I make a knot, I make the knot and I have no intent to open it up. A garbage bag. I take this garbage bag. We made one knot with this garbage bag. Throw it away. I'm not going to use it anymore. I'm not going to open it up. I have no intent to open it up. Why is it full of garbage? So, it's Achman and Islam. A person makes a kiddush and he fills up a garbage bag and he makes one knot he makes. And this could be a kesher shel kayyama, which is a moyodike humre.
This is Rambam.
What's no? You can't say no. This is according to the Rambam. This is a din of a kesher omen. Yes, I can't. The whole Gemara is going according to the Rambam. But since it's very tight, that's the Gemara. Since it's very tight, it's equivalent to a kesher shel omen, and this is the Rambam, and this is shel kayyama. If I have, let's say there's some garbage bags that have two ends to it, and I tie the two ends together, so then one kesher is nothing. then one catches that wolf, it's going to open up. But if I make from the whole thing one entity, they make a kasha, that l'chayre is a kasha shal umen, according to the Rambam. Now, if I have no intent to open it up, it's a kasha shal kayomer, and we'll come back to this, which is mamish, a sec. Now, let us go a little further. Now, the seed base. Nishmetu loy rituais minol visando. Let's just skip over the next case. Muta laharze or rituus limkaimon obovad shalayikshel. So now, the Siv Bey, the beginning of Siv Bey is speaking about as follows. A person had in his shoe laces, and they fell out. Now he wants to return the laces back into the shoe. And by their shoes, there was a knife and that the laces were, they made a kesher to make sure that the laces wouldn't fall out. So the machabo says as follows. Nishputu loy ritsuais minol vesandol. It fell out, the ritsuais, the laces, from a shoe, from a sandal. Muta lahaza ritsuais lim kaimam. So you're allowed to put back the ritsuis. But actually, make sure, don't make a kasha. Putting back the ritsuis is no problem. Now we will see more the kechidushim. Nishmetu. So the Mechaba says a very interesting lotion. Nishmetu means the laces were in the shoe. They slipped out of the shoe. I'm allowed to put them back into the shoe. That's what the Mechaber says. Make sure don't make a knot. Avo b'minol chodosh. What is if I have a new shoe? And I have a new shoe, and I have a new shoe, l'kovet Shabbos. I want to put on the new shoe, l'kovet Shabbos. And there's no laces in the shoe. So I'm putting the laces now in the shoe. Also, litain aritzuis b'Shabbos. One is not allowed to put in the laces in Shabbos. Afulu imanek evrochav, even though there's a wide hole to lace the shoes in. We'll see later there's problems with narrow holes. There's a mile of a mile among components. Afulu, I have here a wide hole and it slips in very easily. The misakin money. This is called a tikkun money. And between you and me, it doesn't say nire ke misakin money, merze ke misakin money. It says the misakin money. It's a tikkun money. It would seem this is a deraisa. Now, what is a tikkun money? So the tikkun money is that before a shoe without laces is not wearable, that you can't wear it properly, the shoe's going to fall off. By putting in the laces, this is the gemar of the... Now the shoe, till now, the shoe without laces was not wearable. So, the misakim on it. Buhu adin, now the same halacha will apply, besalbo a... Salva, they say, is a cloak, which exactly is a type of a robe, I don't know. Mishnasayim chadoshim. We'll see. Or the new pants. Also, lahachnis shom ritsua yisai meshiche. So one is not allowed to put in a ritsua or a meshiche. That means without this, the pants will not hold up. And he's putting in the ritsua to hold up the pants. It's also. Now, the mevata lohosom, that means these are ritsuis that one puts in, and this is going to remain there. Umikri misakin mona. This is called a misakin mona. A wolf, avnet, to put a belt into a pair of pants. Shoilach nisoy. This you're permitted to put in. Afilu b'mechnasayim chadoshim. Afilu a new pair of pants. That means I bought a new pair of pants. I put on the pants and I see, Baruch Hashem, I lost weight, and the pants are falling off, so I need a belt in order to ensure that the pants should not fall off. So that's no problem. That's not called Masakin Moment. And he mentions two reasons. Number one, the Lo Mevatel Lo Hosam, he is not Mevatel the belt to this pair of pants. That means that if this belt would remain in this pair of pants, so this is the ticking of the pants. Before he put in this belt, the pants were unwearable. And now that he put in the belt, so now since he's mevatel the belt and the pants, now this is pants with a belt. So then it would be a problematic. They put in a ritsue. But here, he's not mevatel the belt. And this, the belt, he mentions two reasons. One reason is not mevatel it. Second reason, it doesn't remain there. It takes it off, it takes it on. So this is not called a tikkun monim. That means shoes with laces. If the seal would be, whenever I put on a pair of shoes, I put in the laces. When I take them off, I take off the laces. So then that's not called you a misakin the shoe. The shoe is a shoe without laces. When I want to wear the shoe, I put in the laces. I want to take off the shoe, I take off the laces. So then the laces would not be considered a tikkun mon of the shoe. Well, then it would be like a knot, it would be like a belt. But it's not like that. You put in the laces are going to remain there. So this is called, I was masun the shoe, his laces.
His shoes are all tense. What's that better?
It's not better. Old shoes are not better. We'll see soon. We'll come back to this soon. But I'd like to mention three halachas that Dilshu brings down. One halacha from the Ktzayis HaShulchan, a very Yiddishistic halacha. Let's say a person at Shabbos, and either he didn't put in laces or the laces tore. It's Shabbos, and he can't put in laces. It's a tikkun monim. So the Ktzayis HaShulchan said, you know what? You have a black pair of shoes, put in white laces. You look like a fool, but you won't be a mechal Shabbos, number one. And number two, you're not mevatel to the shoe. That means that you have no intent that you remain there. After Shabbos, you can get a hold of black laces, but not put in white laces or colored laces, whatever it is, that al kaponim, so you're not mevatel to the shoe. So memele, so that's muta. That's a heter of the Ktzayis HaShulchan. A second heter of the Ktzayis HaShulchan, he says, what if a person has 20 pairs of pants, and for each pair of pants, he has his own suspenders. Each pair of pants has his own suspenders. So he has his own suspenders, so these suspenders are going to, he doesn't take all suspenders, on another pair. Each pair of pants is his own suspenders. So the chayre alts the lumbus of mevatele, he's mevatel. But he says, because this is going to make, the pants come with suspenders. The pants without suspenders, and he lost weight, Baruch Hashem, are not wearable. He can't wear them. So he needs suspenders to hold up the pants. And each pair of pants he has, each pair of pants, he's not going to look for this. Each pair of pants is his own suspenders. But he just says, if sometimes The meaning was that in certain occasions I unbuckled the suspenders for certain reasons, then I put it back on again. That means was also lahachnis olahitzi. That means even though these suspenders are for these pants, the color scheme is very good. But on kaponim, the seder is that it's also lahachnis olahitzi. Sometimes instead of pulling off the suspenders this way, I unbutton them for convenience. So then. It also wouldn't be called a tikkun man, because it seems we need there are two tanoim. One is mevatel, that this will be for this pants, and the number two, it's not also lahachnei solahitzi, also lahachnei, you take it in and out, so it's not called this as a tikkun. Fine, but here you attack it, you take it off, you take it out, and we'll come back to the smaller later. Let's say a person has a great pair of pants, and for his great pair of pants, he has a great belt that matches the pants, and that's it. And the belt was not put in before Shabbos, this person has a tremendous problem. Because this belt is stuck in, it's not the amnate that the Mishnah Berurah is speaking. He won't take his great belt and put it in his blue pants. Well, it's going to clash. The great belt is for the great pants, the blue belt is for the blue pants. I'll confront them in such a case. So then he's talking about it. Then there will be taka also. Now, let's just go a little further.
Seventh case.
Yes.
Now that we have a specific strength for the demands of this. It's all about the large shoulder with the original stuff. Because if you have one, only one group of senders, nobody cares. You provide it. It's all dry out for the lawn.
No, but you put another pair of pants and you take it off. That's not called your mamato. Well, what are you doing here? Another pair of pants. So you're going to take off these suspenders and put on the other pair of pants. That means if I have no intent of taking off the suspenders from these pants, so that's cool. So these pants come with suspenders. And that's the tikkun of the pants to ensure that the pants won't fall off. Now, let's skip over the next Mishnah Berurah. Haritzuis amuta lahazir haritzuis olam kaimav. Now, it's muta lahazir haritzuis olam kaimav. You're allowed to put these haritzuis, they nishmetu. They slipped out, so you're allowed to put back these haritzuis. V'davke oisam haritzuis. Davke, these ritzuis, that means the mechaber spoke about a specific case. I had shoelaces. These shoelaces fell out of the shoes. I'm allowed to relace the shoe with these shoelaces. V'davke oisam haritzuis. Avo ritzua chadosho. But what happens if these shoelaces fell out? These shoelaces tore. And now I want to put in different shoelaces. So now we have to understand this. I'm reading the Columbus over here. If I'm returning the same shoelaces, they slipped out and putting it back, so it's considered a hemshech, a continuation of what was still now. The shoe was masukin already. The shoe has shoelaces. So where the shoe, it was masukin. I put in the shoelaces before Shabbos. Now, somehow, these shoelaces fell out. I have a small yingler who took it, likes to take out shoelaces. He saw my shoes on Shabbos. He took out these shoelaces. No. He took out these shoelaces, but since these shoelaces were put in before Shabbos, I'm just putting back the same shoelace and the same shoe. This is a continuation of what was still now. The shoe was misukin. It's a shoe with shoelaces. It slipped out. It was taken out. I put back these shoelaces in the same shoe. no problem. But if I'm going to put in a different shoelace, and in addition being down the floor, it's an old shoelace. It's not called the, it's an old shoe and an old shoelace. But we have to understand the minute that the first shoelaces are not here anymore. So now I have a pair of shoes which are not usable. You can't wear shoes without shoelaces. So I take another pair of shoelaces and I lace the shoe. So now I'm a second one. So it's not Dabke when the shoe was first worn. The shoe, now that the shoe, the shoelaces which were in it were taken out. So that's called a Masakin Mone. It's called a Masakin Mone. So we hear here, there's a hillock between the same shoelace or a different shoelace. Now, the Roiskim bring a Dimyan from a Gemara. And let's talk about this Dimyan, this comparison, for 1 minute. In the Gemara, it's brought down. You have a pillow, and it's filled up with stuffing. Right, that's the pillow. Could be the stuffing is nothing without the pillow. The pillowcase without the stuffing is nothing, but the pillowcase with stuffing is, that's a pillow. So, for states, in Shabbos, I'm not allowed to stuff the pillow, because that's called a tikkun mone. I mean, before you didn't have a pillow to you didn't have a pillow to rest your head on. I stuff up the pillow, and it would be a tikkun mone. So it says in the Gemara, but what happens if that stuffing fell out? I'm allowed to put back the same stuffing. Again, so this is this lumbus, what we are learning now with the shoelace. This is the same lumbus. The lumbus is that the same stuffing is only a hemshir, a continuation, but was still my uncle the Masakin Mone. I'm just returning the same stuffing into the same pillowcase. That's the
case. Maybe this is where she was in front of us from a bunch of people from another student came on Shabbos. So they had pillowcases of those who took clothing. They meant that they took clothing, they stuffed the clothing, they painted into the clothing.
Now, this could be, this will have a heter for this, because this is like a belt. He's not mevatalate. He doesn't have an intent to be mevatalate. He's going to take out the pants right away. So this is like the white shoelaces and the black shoe lechayer. The tzichin not aimer to remain there. No, that also. Okay, then that's now. There's a very interesting shailam. To blow up a bed, a mattress, when it blows up with air. So, mitzadechon, it's a tikkun mone. Now, but over here, so here I saw, and the Ravid Yisrael, he brings down, that this is mutter, because he's not mevatalei. Because you only blow them up when you need to sleep on them. Afterwards, you don't need these big mattresses to lay around in your house. You take out the air, and you take out the air, and you can fold up your mattress in a small place. So it's like an avnet. He's not mevatel there, He's not mevatalit there, and so mamele. So here we have both hetayim. Number one, he's not mevatalit, and it's an osin lelahoti. He doesn't want it to remain there. He wants to take out the air. So mamele. So this is not called a tikkun mone. It was masakin the mattress. I don't know. This tikkun mone. He brings down of tikkun mone. He says of tikkun mone. He brings down, I think, from Asilio that it's mutter. Someone was machbo, but he tiny it should be mutter. Now, to blow up a balloon or a beach ball. Now, a beach ball. So now then there's let's talk about a meatball for a minute. A balloon is another problem. If you blow up a balloon, so the only way to ensure that the air should remain there is we make a knot, which is, so there's, the Ezechi not allowed to make a knot, number one. And number two, since it's also to make a knot, so the Ezechi would be exager, he might come and make a knot. I mean, just want to blow it up. I mean, normally by a balloon, you make a knot. But if you have, let's say, a beach ball with a plug in there, you had air there. It was filled up, and then somehow someone pulled out the plug, and now you want to blow it up again. Are you allowed to do this? So it's a very interesting machlokes. So others say, you're putting in different air. Before, the air that came out, this is like by stuffing, this is different air. So different air, so it's, as a thicker one air, this is, other symptoms of Shlomo Zalman was Michael when he said that it's not getting a different air, it's all. Stuffing is like a different entity. It's this stuffing, it's a different entity. So you can say that this is, air is the same. It came from, so there's a machlokes in this, to blow up a balloon. Fine. But he should be careful. Obavad shalai yikshayo. Perish shalai yasa kesha barais. Shalai yishamei tabi kesha shal kayom. The Mishnah calls some saying sival. This is by the shoes. Yeah. Now, let us go back. We skipped over part of the Mahaba. We hear there a few cases. Case number one was that the tzuis fell out of the mano of the sandal. The one that is permitted to return them. Oy shen nishmat roiv oregu. Now, what does this mean? Oy shen nishmat roiv oregu. So let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Yuzayin. Shemin olim shalahem, hoyu asuyim parokim, mechuborim al yidei oritzuis. Their shoes were made differently. That means their shoes were made of different chalokim. We have one shoe, just like the two study manual together. By then, the shoe was different parts of leather, and with laces, he brought together these different chalokim, and that's how the shoe was formed. That means in the shoe, the laces were laces in, that was put into each helic of the shoe, and it was tied together, so...
What?
That's made before when you buy it already. It's like that already. Moccasins are...
But when you
get it, it's already tied together. But by then, the shoes, when they put on, lechatchila, they put on, there was different parts of the shoe. And they put on the straps connected to different parts, yeah. So, fine. Sheminolim shlomo yesuim prokim, umechuborim al yidei oritzuis, and they were attached to the oritzuis. Ushenishmat chele kamino. Shall roiv oregu mim kaimoi. Now, I think they can say two pshatim. I think each one is a rebusim. That means so a different halakim of the shoe. And that chalik, that roiv of the regu is covered by that chalik. So between you and me, this is the ikka chalik of the shoe. Because roiv of the regu is covered by this chalik. And now, because the laces got loose, so that chalik slipped off and it's not functioning as part of the shoe. So I was seeing some school. I'm making a shoe now, but since the laces, the packet, so the thing is, Machzigoy, you have to put back the laces, or Mahatskei Mechodosh, even though theoretically before I didn't have a shoe, but it was already put together, now the lace is still out, so this is only a continuation of what was before, and this is Mutter. Kein Maschma Mele Arabe. Wie es mir forschen, schen nicht mal mehr alle mehr neu brangle in der Schein im Hudik. Because the laces fell out, so my mail and now the whole shoe falls off. The shoe is not tight. The roots are leaked in the Ritzua Benekev Acha. Very interesting. He has the hole that the Ritzuas were in is not capable of tightening the shoe, and it's going to fall off. But there's another hole there, Baruch Hashem, and he wants to, and again, the Ritzuas were here already before the shoe. And now somehow one of the holes got too big. So, and because of that, I can't tighten the shoe, so the shoe will fall off. But if there's another hole, I'm allowed to take this and put it in another hole, since this is also considered a continuation of what was till now, because I had this ritzu and this shoe, it's not called a tinkamon, and this is permissible. Now he wants to put the ritzu in a... Fine. Now let us see further. So now we learn the Mechaber, and the Mechaber, what we learned from the Mechaber is that if there were laces in a shoe, and these laces fell out, were taken out, and you're permitted to put them back together. It's not called a tikkun mone. It's called the hemshech of what was till now. And you're permitted to do this. Now, the Gemara says two conditions over here. V'davke sheyuchal lachziroi b'loy tairach. That these shoelaces that you're putting back slip in easily. You don't have to tiddle around till you'll get the shoelaces into the hole. Avol im tzorich teirach lazeh, but is what is if there'll be a tiche to put back the laces in the shoe? Also, v'chayshin en shema yikshar. We're afraid he might make a kesher. Now, looking at the lotion of the Gemara, we have to understand that something doesn't flow here. He starts off, if there's difficulty putting the shoe, there's a tirche, then he says, Chashin Yishem Yikse, the two halachas don't flow. So now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. V'loy teirech, v'haynu shenekev rochov. Then you have a wide hole, so memele, if you can put it back without tilche, it is mutter. And then he ended up by saying, b'chashin en shema yikshev. So v'achroyne mesigoze, he says, if there is a chash by this shoe, shema yikshev, so if the steger is, you always make a knot, so what is the chilek if there's difficulties in putting in the lace? There's no tirch. If the normal procedure is you make a kesher, so there's a hashin and shema yikshel. And if the hole is narrow, I feel a bemocking share gilum lixer also, the sorry teres. So Mamela, so these two things, she says, if it's a teres, a chai shemel lixer, L'chein of the two different chashes. There's a chash of tirzah, which we will come back in a minute. And there's a chash of shema yiksha, but one is no shaykhis mutiyana. These are two distinct problems. Vim kein. Bersue shalono bim minole michnesayim, the regilin likshel beresha. Afilu imaneke brocho vosso lafiron daim bebiraloch. So Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah, is saying as follows. That the lashon of the Rama is very unclear. But Laloch is saying like this. If there is a problem in lacing the shoe, there's a tis in lacing the shoe, that's an isa out tilcha. Now I'd like to stop for 1 minute and explain what the Issa of Stirch is. There's a machloikis. What is pshat in this? Others learn pshat. Kipshutai. That means if there's a small hole and till you may be able to lace the shoe, for some reason it's going to take 15 minutes. It's a tirch until you're able to lace the shoe. So it's a tirch. So tich, it's also on Shabbos. You're not allowed to lace the shoe. I mean, you know, the laces were there. But now that you're lacing the shoe on Shabbos, it's a tich, it's also. So if we learn like this, the dirsha brings down, but if I can get a hold of a goy and tell the goy to lace the shoe, there shouldn't be any problem. Because the Efsim, there's no Issa whatsoever. There's no Issa. The Issa is Tirche, and this is not a Shabbos taking a shift to put the lace into the shoe, and then it's a very narrow hole, and you get frustrated. It's not Shabbos. You're not allowed to be Tirche yourself with Shabbos. Whatever you get a way to do it. So, fine. So, it shouldn't be any problem. That's if you learn the Issa is of Tirche, and it's also the Torah's Peshabbos. Others learn, Ataz and the Shulchan Aruch Harav learn a very Lomdish Peshat. No. What the Issa is in Tirche? The Issa is as follows. That means we had learned that we start off by saying to put a lace in a shoe is a Tikkun Mona, Chatchila. The shoe needs a lace. If the lace was already in the shoe and it fell out, and I want to return the lace to the shoe, so this is considered a continuation of what was till now. It's not considered that the money became bottle. I said, this is a shoe with laces. Now the laces fell out, but back the laces. But it's not considered a tikkun, it's considered this is a continuation of what was existing till now. Till now there was a shoe with laces and it fell out. So we're back where we started from. This is not a free shoe. But if there's a tirche to put back the lace, that means there's a whole ASIC to put back the lace. So then we consider, this is a tikkun mona. What was before was before. I can't readily and easily take the lace and put it back into the shoe. So now we consider this is a shoe without a lace. And now I'm putting in the lace, so the Easter is a tikkun mona, not a tirche. So this is a tikkun mona, so I also won't help. So after this, it says here that tirche is also, but the lomdus, why tirche is also, we hear me too mahalchen.
What about a case where you have a shoe, well, they have like secrets that go fight on, so we go from you go. And let's say this lace later than evil, they have about 15. Or 20 holes, and it's going to take you a long time to put it in.
I don't think that's a problem. Okay, that would, if they go in, if the lace goes in easily, that I don't think is too much of a tirche. Tirche means it seems that he said that it's the neck of his child. Yeah, it's all his tirche. So now, but let us just end one more thing. אם כן, ברצועי שלום נורבים את אולים במכנסיים ברגילים ליקשר בראש, and he says, but if the regilis is normally, you make a kasher, שאפילו מהנקב רוח הבוסר להחסירם. That means we have here in the remor, בחיישין אין שמו יקשר. בחיישין אין שמו יקשר. So if the steger is to make a kasher, like we mentioned before, that the priest can say not allowed to blow up a balloon, because the steger is when you blow up a balloon, you make a kasher, you're not allowed to blow up a balloon, because that's the normal procedure. So my chavrusa told me, but let's speak about again our garbage bags. Let's say there's two types of garbage bags. So before we learned that if you take the garbage bag and make one knot, it's bitter, fine. So I know these garbage bags I'm not going to use Shabbos. No, I learned this already, fine. So I'm going to go and buy garbage bags with the two slips that they go and I tie them together. Tie them together, fine. So normally when you tie them together, you make a double knot. That's what, if you want to tie them together, you make a double knot. So he tied it. So a double knot, we learned before, is a number kasher, what? A mice omen, if you make it tight. So he tied it, if that is the normal procedure, by these, what? It's not? Yeah, but what does a person, not what you should do, what one normally does. So when one normally makes two knots, so we have over here, the chashin in shemo yikshel, that's what he tied it. Now to make a bow is also not too pushy, because if we will say it's going to last forever, you're not going to open up the bow, so you're making a bow shel kayom, it's also not too pushy.
This
doesn't work
for you.
It's what they don't have. They talk about that. Their marshal is a garbage bag. But he has no interest in Jimmy, but he wants... So it's a pachat. I don't know exactly. That's what my chavrusa did. And I don't know. It said somewhere in the Kehorev. That's not it's not too proper. It's okay. Now let us go further. Matirin. Oh, there's one more shaila. We're speaking about modern shailas. Let's speak about one more shaila. If one has, we live in a sophisticated day and age that when one buys a raincoat, the raincoat is good for all seasons. How's it for all seasons? Because there's a lining. So for winter, you zip in the lining, so it's good for winter. For summer, you're going to put in close the lining. So others want a tiny so to zip in the lining in Shabbos is a shiloh tikkun bonnet. Because That's you can't wear, it's cold outside, and you zip in the lining, now you have a winter coat. You take out the lining, you have a summer coat. So they bring down Paiskim that mentioned this, so... For 6 months you're going to keep it. So that's called the Tikkun Mona.
Tikkun Mona, so let's say if you have one, then you'll remove it once you shop it. But you love lots of wealth, people will just leave it there.
I don't know. I don't know if that's, if that will help the situation that would you have. And in kosher, we have such a heta that I've had zinin to open up the kosher, doesn't have a din, a kosher shel kayama. But in tikkun mona, I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, you see by the shoelace, they had a million pesos to put in white shoelaces. Put in black shoelaces, and the Muslims are putting them, take it out. It's a Shabbos. I don't know by Tikkun Mona. It's, I don't know. I really don't know. But this
reason, too, is a food bag.
The zipper.
Yeah. Could you close it by chest?
Yeah.
Open.
He's asking about the
kiosks.
What?
They just
Yeah, do that. Well, I'm going to go with some of the assets. I'm not sure the Shabbos be on to Mayanik. Mayanik. That would be a good thing if you have a zip or something like the zip glass, zip line garbage bag. Cross the Shabbos be on to. That's Mayanik. That's Mayanik. Matirin Beis Atzabo. Mikesher shakoshru kaiveis she'enai kesher shol kayomer. Now, we don't have a clear picture of how the begodim looked. There's the begin head, a beis atzama, a place where you put in your neck. And it seems they used to make a kesher when they washed it for some reason. They used to make a kesher and tied the base atavo together. That was convenient for the laundry process. They used to tie together that they didn't leave the base atavo open. I don't know if there was laces in the base atavo, so they used to make a kesher and they tied up the base atavo. Now, since that, so the person who washed the beged, he made a knot. He didn't want to have any problems with the laces, with the beis atzava. He made a knot, and the beis atzava is closed. It's not wearable now. He washed the beged, and he gives it back to the person who gave him the beged. He comes back. He wants to put it in Shabbos. He wants to wear this beged. There's a knot on it. He can't stick his neck to the beis atzava. There's a knot. He made a knot. Zok the mechaber matir and beis atzava mikesher shekshorei kayvis. The one who was washing the beged made a kesher. She'ein a kesher shel kayoma. Zok the mishnah brura she'ein a osi liskayim. That means this person who made the kesher, he didn't make that it should last. That means this was only made till the balabos will take it home. So it's not called the kesher shel kayoma. Now, v'yesh machmirim b'dovo, elim keno silat b'yisi yem shel tmises. Now there's a machmam that there has to be that it was made and you can take it home the same day and open it up the same day. But let's go first to the first day. So we have over, which is very difficult to understand. That means he made a kesher, and this kesher is going to last till, between you and me, till the person decides to wear it, then he's going to open the kesher. And this can be 2 weeks, 3 weeks. I don't know how long. I mean, he washed it now. He gave him 20 shirts to wash. He washed it, made it, everything. He made a kesher. He gives it back to him. When he's going to open up the kesher, who knows when. And it's called, it's not a kesher shel kayoma. So we have to do the way than a kesher shel kayoma. I mean, So Rav Nissim Karelev says something very interesting. Rav Nissim Karelev says, a kesher shel kayoma means that I'm making a kesher, and with this kesher, I can use the article in which the kesher was made. So that's called a kesher shel kayoma. That means I made a kesher. I wanted them when they made the shoes, they made a kesher. So the kesher enables me to use the shoe. And the kesher is helping me to use the shoe. So if I have an intent to take it off the same day or longer, that's everything a kesher shel kayom. But if the kesher enables me to use the article, that means he's washing the beged. There's a kesher over here. You have a beautiful beged that's clean. All the stains were taken out. But there's a kesher by the beis atzava. You can't wear it. So this kesher is not, it makes the beggar unusable. So this cashier is not able to remain. That means, not when we use it, it'll take it off, it'll be 2 weeks later. But that's not called a cashier that's able to remain. A cashier that Chazal asked is a cashier which the article can be used with the cashier. So then it's dependent how long you want the cashier, forever, for a longer period of time. But that is when the cashier is not a speeder to the shimush of the banyan in which the cashier is in. But if the cashier is a, makes it impossible for me to use the banyan, so that's called the cashier sheni shel kayom, and you're allowed to open it up. It's oimed to be opened up, even though it's in time till it'll be opened up will be a few weeks. That's how Rav Nissim Kerelev says. And he says, so it comes out, Amardikakuli wants to say, let's say you go to the bakers, and the bakers, they sell you a cake in a box, and then they don't want the box to open up, so they take a string and they make a knot on this, and then I come to Shabbos, I want to open up the box, and there's a knot over here. They didn't make a blow, they made a knot, something to make. So he says that's this case over here. That means this knot, if I'll handle with the knot, I'll never eat the cake. The knot is only that the cover of the box shouldn't fall off. But I'll upon him, the knot is a spirit to the contents of the box. So he says, this is this din of a kesher shel kovsim, the one will be permitted to open it up. What's the problem? There's a problem of carrying, there's a problem. What?